All right, Pastor Clark. Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, Sister Buxton. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
We are so happy that you are going to be speaking. We're really looking forward to it. I'm just going to say a few things, and then I'm going to have my wife introduce you, Sister Buxton. But I'd like to say I appreciate her taking time to speak to us today. And the Buxtons are really, really close friends of ours, and we count them as close friends. Yeah. Hang on just a second. And we're very, very blessed to have them as our friends, and we've known them for many, many years. They've preached for us. We've preached for them many times. And I really have a lot of admiration and respect.
Thank you.
God has blessed them, and they have given themselves for the last 20 years to missions work in addition to pastoring, missions work in the Philippines, and they've done a great work, and God has blessed them greatly, and my wife and I are just amazed at the work of God being in their heart, and just the energy level that God has blessed them with to travel over and over again, year in and year out, and do the work that they've done. The Buxtons love people, and they love the work of God, and they have been a great, great example to us, and you are going to be blessed today. All right, Sister Clark.
Good morning, church, and good morning, Sister Buxton.
Good morning.
I'm not going to take very long because I want to hear from you, Sister Buxton, but I have to say a few things about you. This is my longtime friend, our longtime family friend. Our kids call you Aunt Dara, and we all love your entire family, our kids and your kids, and we've got lots of wonderful memories. We've laughed hysterically together. In fact, last week we did laugh until I thought I was going to die, and I think everybody else thought I was going to die. And we've also sobbed our guts out together.
That's right.
But this is what I can say about Sister Buxton. She's one of those friends you can count on one hand. Those are the friends, the dearest of friends. Sister Buxton is pure-hearted. Loyal, humble, there is absolutely no pride that I have ever seen in this woman. She's very righteous, but she's not self-righteous. She's real. She's transparent. She's kind and tender, but she's bulldog strong for what's right. She's wise, and the list goes on, and I could take all day just talking about you, Sister Buxton, and that is sincerely how I feel about you. I cherish you and your friendship, and we want to hear from you this morning. Just take your liberty. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, I guess I'm good to go now.
Yes.
I want to say thank you, Pastor and Sister Clark. I feel very, very humbled to share this morning devotion with all of you and the church. We do go way back with Brother Sister Clark. We have a lot of memories, with our kids growing up together. We love their kids, love their grandkids, and thankful for people like this in our life that we can trust, and that's a real deal in the generation we live. Hand to the church. You folks are dear to the Buxton family, and that goes way back, too. So we have a lot of memories there. So God bless every one of you, and I want to try to convey something that I've had in my heart for many a month, and especially now with everything that all of us have been dealing with. And the last few weeks, we've been pushing back a lot of darkness and questions and things that we didn't understand. But in all of that, we do have choices. And I choose light. I don't have to live in darkness because He is the light and He is my peace. And so here's some of my thoughts today that I want to share with you and kind of give you a little idea of what direction I'm going to go. And I want to talk about magnificent minds dressed in rags. Magnificent minds dressed in rags. So Dr. Carolyn Leaf was trained back in the 80s to teach her patients compensation, not restoration of function. In other words, she was taught to deal with her patients to just compensate for your issues, whatever's going on in your body, and deal with it, cope with it, but basically maybe stay on meds forever or whatever, but there wasn't really any hope. And so that was science. We're dealing with science, and basically you cannot be restored. And conventional teaching said that it's impossibility for those with mental limitations or brain damage of any kind to have any normal functions. But Dr. Leaf was also a student of the Word of God. And as a scientist, she began to study and really research the Word of God. She was deeply connected and comforted by Romans 12 and 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you can prove. This is what we can do, saints. We can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yeah. So her relentless search as a scientist began. And she took the Word of God and began to apply it, these godly principles, to her patients' care. And she was amazed at these patients that using her therapy, they proved that no matter how toxic their thinking might be, that it's not fixed. It doesn't have to stay that way, but it can change. There is hope. She was in awe of each patient's progress when they set their mind to it. Okay, when they set their mind to it, and her study confirmed, we are not victims of our biology or our circumstances, but it's how we react to the events and circumstances of life. Your reaction has an enormous impact on your mental and physical brain, and that can be negative or positive. And I'm definitely not a scientist, but I was very impacted by this doctor/Christian's research. And the scripture says, and she used science to prove that God, who God is, and how real He is. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you direct your thinking, this is something that we can do. As I direct my thinking, then that's a choice that we make. We can wire out all the negative patterns of thinking and replace it with the healthy.
Some scientists
are finally beginning to see that the brain is malleable and adaptable. It's no longer viewed as a machine that is hardwired for life and unable to change. How we think not only affects our spirit, our soul, and our body, but the people around us. This is science saying this now, and we all know that. If we are filled with the Holy Ghost. And this is what science says that just adds to the Word of God. While you were sleeping, there were new baby nerve cells born. And at your disposal, you can use that to tear down negative thoughts and to rebuild healthy ones. The birth of these new baby nerve cells that are born every night is called neurogenesis. The beginnings, new beginnings. Lamentations 3:23 says His mercies are made new every morning. What science is finally discovering, God already made, he knew what He was doing. God made us So when we get up every morning, we have a new start.
Yes.
We have a new morning. We have new mercies made to, given to us every morning. So Dr. Leaf went back to her home country of South Africa to teach slum children. And I've been to some of those slums in Africa, and maybe you've seen pictures, or maybe some of you have been to the slums. I've been to the slums in the Philippines. The Clarks have been there, and they've seen the culture of the little street children that live on the streets in Manila and the Philippines. It's they live on the streets by themselves. It's their own culture. So this Dr. Leaf went to Africa, and she began to teach in a public school setting. She began to teach that you can use your minds to rise above your circumstances. And the classroom became like church to these little slum children. And when they began to realize that they could change their life with the incredible mind that God had given them, their little brains soared high above the slums. And even though they physically wore rags, the scum and the yuck of their life could not dictate the progress and the growth in their thinking. They loved school. They loved learning. They excelled. And Dr. Leaf termed it this way: they have magnificent minds dressed in rags.
That's
now tremendous. Let's go to New York City. By the time Liz was 6 years old, she could cook. But it wasn't your traditional meal. She knew how to cook meth. She had watched her parents growing up for so long cook meth on their dining room table, and thank goodness she didn't partake of it, but she knew how to do it. Many times she went without any food, and oftentimes she lived on the streets. And she managed to skip out of most of her schooling growing up. And while she was still living on the streets, she decided that she wanted to get back in school, and she was already a teenager by that time. And so she was actually a very brilliant young lady. And she would actually, living on the streets, would find the stairwells of apartments and sit down there to do homework. In a couple of years, she made up for her lost time of schooling. She finished early and graduated from high school and was accepted by several colleges with full scholarships, and she chose Harvard. And she later wrote a book, and it was called Breaking Night. That term is used by homeless when they awake to the dawning of a new day, when they've made it through another night. And the subtitle of her book is Homeless to Harvard. And I would say that Liz had a magnificent mind, even though she was dressed, her life was very raggedy, and many times dressed in rags physically. So how do we discipline our mind in the right direction? One thing that I love to do when I get up in the morning is I begin my day reading the Word of God, or I start listening to some of those good old school gospel music. And one of them that never grows old is I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you start your day like that, it makes a difference for the rest of the day. Psalm 16 and 18, and this is choices that I make and that you can make. Psalm 16 and 8, I have set the Lord always before me. That's my choice. I have done that. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Verse 9, therefore my heart is glad. That's my choice. My heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. I love that part of that scripture, and I'm not a theologian or anything like that, but my glory rejoices. I would say your glory rejoicing,
yes.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty powerful. Verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Verse 11, for thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Here's some biblical principles to live by, to keep your mind focused. Let your mind be in Christ. There's nothing more powerful. Be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds in him. Bring in all your thoughts into captivity. That's telling us to do that. Bring your thoughts into captivity. Cast in all your cares upon him. That's a choice that we make. We can cast our cares on him. Being anxious for nothing. Now, that's a human thing, or maybe it's a woman thing to be anxious, but I know when I get too worried or too stressed out that I'm not trusting him. Deuteronomy 30 and 19, and this is what the Lord says to us. I have set before you life and death, blessing or cursing. You choose. You choose. He gives us the choice. I'm going to choose life, and I'm going to choose blessing. Sounds pretty good. Some of the greatest advice that will be healing to your bodies and minds that I've ever come across is Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Make this truth your life. Be persistent. We have to be persistent. We have to continuously, consistently refocus. When all the junk and life comes at us, I have to refocus, get myself back on track. The ability to quiet your mind and to focus on the present and to dismiss the distractions is the powerful ability God gives us. That is not always easy to do, to quiet our mind, to focus on the present, and to dismiss the distractions. But God gives us the ability to do that. We can stop the chaotic thoughts in your mind. You don't have to let them run wild in your brain. You control that. I control my thoughts. Getting your thoughts disciplined and under control is one of the first steps in freeing yourself of the burdens and the weights of this world. And it's not something you just do one time. We have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. At least I do. And then you'll begin to enjoy the life, despite living in the world, despite what's going on in this life. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, don't war with the flesh. Don't go to war with your own flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Don't fight the flesh with the flesh, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we go back to a little bit of science. Even science shows the benefits of catching your thoughts, bringing it into captivity. By making a conscious decision to focus and direct your thoughts correctly, you can change your brain and your body in a healthy way. I detest what the medical world has done, a lot of it just to try to medicate your problems away. It's not, it's a trap. An undisciplined mind is filled with continuous stream of worries, fear, and distorted ideas that cause you to digress instead of progress. So how do we discipline our mind? When we pray, you catch your thoughts. When we read the scripture, we change our thoughts. James 1 and 21, therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Thank God. We need a Sabbath in our brains. We need a state of rest in our brains. Thinking is a powerful creative force. It can be a blessing and a curse. So it's very, very important that you take responsibility of what you're thinking. And I've seen situations and even myself sometimes think that I can't change my own way of thinking, but we can. Thank God, because we have the Word and we can have the mind of Christ. So today, face your day with your God-given magnificent mind, even sometimes if our world is in shreds. Do we want to choose to change? Yes, but we can't sit back and wait to be happy. You have to choose to be rid of the toxic thinking, the negative in our minds, and get back in alignment with God. You can be overwhelmed by every small setback in life, or you can be energized by the possibility they bring. Choosing life is a mindset that brings renewal and revival. Mm-hmm. So today, that's my thoughts to you. Go forth with your God-given magnificent mind, even sometimes if part of our life is a little raggedy. God bless you. I love all of you. Thank you.
Sister Buxton, that was tremendous.
Thank you.
Very, very good. I've just been crying as you've been speaking. And
thank you.
We felt your heartbeat and the anointing that was upon you. Thank you. Thank you so much for speaking to us today. I'm going to go ahead and have Sister Clark make some remarks.
Thank you so much, Sister Buxton. I myself, too, am just weeping and thanking God for speaking through you to me and to our church. And I know that God has spoken. Thank you so much for opening your heart. We love you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bless you.
Okay.
Bye.
Brother Vic, yes, God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Clark. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Pastor and Sister Clark. And thank you, Sister Buxton. And thank you for that powerful message this morning. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Church, let's be meditating and renewing our minds with what we heard from Sister Buxton this morning. Again, thank you, Sister Buxton, for this great message. And church, we want to remind all of you about our service tonight, Wednesday night service, prayer at 7 p.m. and service at 7:30 p.m. And we're inviting everyone whose last names begin with A and all the way through the letter L for tonight. All right? So we'll look forward to see you there tonight. Praise God. God bless all of you. Amen.